All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are live at summer practice at the Greenbrier, thanks to Flight by Yuengling. So today the agenda appears to be a, because some of the players are starting to come out, they are not in pads today. So it's, I think it's going to be a lighter practice today. C.J. Stroud is scheduled to meet with the media after practice today. I'm looking forward to that press conference, seeing where CJ's at. We're probably not going to see much today that's going to alter where he's at with the offense.
Well, when he was on with Evan Washburn on CBS yesterday, he gave some good answers about just kind of he didn't say difficulty, but just, I guess, the challenge of adding all of these things to his plate in terms of how much he's going to be directing the offense. And it's not an excuse. I think it's an explanation when I say it, that it is a lot, and it's a matter of there's a lot of muscle memory in just getting the reps to where you should expect some clunkiness from the offense at this point. But I'm also not saying that, hey, you should feel great about the fact that the offense hasn't looked good.
Like, right.
No, you
right.
should be uneasy until you see the offense and C.J. Stroud and everybody else looking the way that I think that C.J. Stroud is capable of looking. But there's very rational explanations for it. It's just that at some point you got to get over that hump and start, you know, making noticeable progress.
I agree. So we got that today. Seth's going to be talking to Danielle Hunter after practice. I'm going to talk to Titus Howard after practice, and we'll have some of the audio from that as we roll on here this week. It's been a great week here.
I'm going to try to pass block Danielle Hunter.
Okay. Let me know when that happens.
I'm going to say, by the way, it's hard, though. Pass blocking is hard.
Yeah.
You do that.
Danielle Hunter.
No, we can mess around. Like, it's crazy. No, you think, like, hey, a defensive lineman should be able to pass block a little bit. No, not a lick.
Yeah.
It's everything is so completely different about the way you move and everything. So just even when you're messing around in drills and everything and you try to pass block one of your teammates, they're like, oh, I suck at this.
This is why I'm a
this
defensive tackle.
This is awful. Yeah.
Hey, we did a petty cast yesterday, and we didn't get through. We were so petty that there were leftovers.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to. I figured this would be a good segment to do some petty cast leftovers.
And you guys should appreciate our professionalism in this regard, because do you know how hard it is to be petty when you're in a beautiful natural environment like this?
Oh, yeah.
The fresh air.
It's not easy.
Barely any cell phone service or data anywhere, so you can't even, your mind isn't all cluttered.
It's not easy. Yeah. And Seth and I are poetry in motion. We do it so easily.
That's right.
Yeah, man. All right, so the
muscle memory.
The two that were left over, yes, from being petty all the time, every day. The two leftovers, the big ones I wanted to get to, because these are always fun. Nick Turturro, noted actor, what was it? NYPD Blue back in the day. One of those cop shows he was on.
I only know him as the brother of Nick Turturro.
Of John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Yeah. Well, or as an angry Yankees fan. That's probably what he's best known as these days if you're on social media. He's back to, he liked the Yankees for a little bit, but no. He's back to hating them again.
Where's the pride on this team? Where's the f***ing pride? Guys taking strike threes, looking like, swing the f***ing bat. The other guy can't hit him, swings at everything. What the f*** happened to this guy Wells? What happened to him? They look like they're going through the motions. I don't know. Maybe they're not, but they look like it. And these f***ing beards, get rid of them. Get rid of them. We got to get Yankee pride back. We got to restore something with this team, with this organization. Something is so wrong. It's really just, it's like someone just said, pathetic. This is pathetic. And I continue to watch because I'm an addict. I have a sickness watching this shit.
He went full Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner. He's 3 days away from exhuming Steinbrenner's corpse.
These guys with their facial hair,
their beard,
looking like a bunch of damned hippies,
and their seven-figure salaries.
The Aaron Boone. I like it because Nick Turturro very aggressively asked the same questions we've always asked about the Yankees.
Yeah,
like, why does Aaron Boone still have a job?
Oh,
and
my
I'm,
God.
You know how I am with baseball managers.
Yeah,
I'm very careful to. I don't like blaming a baseball manager because there's only so many things they can do, and by and large, it's you've got professional baseball players executing their job on the baseball diamond. And yet I can't sit and watch the Yankee. I mean, I can totally do it and enjoy it, but watch them underperform year after year after year, spending boatloads and boatloads of money training for three relievers and then blowing
it
at a 6-run lead first day they come.
Great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah
And it's at the very least, it's a little bit of a, it should make you feel good because at the very least, yeah, the Yankees are the best demonstration of that. It's not as simple as just buying yourself a championship.
Right.
The Mets, actually, in the last couple of years, too. Good example of, yeah, look, now, the teams that are the best in the league consistently also tend to spend the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as simple as just buying a championship,
no,
Yankees.
Man. Yeah. Different champions every year for the last however many years.
I mean, there's 12-year-old Yankees fans that have no clue that their team was actually once an incredible force.
They were the gold standard for a long time.
Their parents and grandparents tell them stories about it, but they don't believe it.
It's getting harder and harder to believe, for sure, yeah.
It's like believing in the, I won't say it.
Don't spoil it.
Believing in various things that sometimes kids believe in.
Yeah.
You know, like that that their parents love each other.
Come on. That was uncalled for. That was uncalled for. In 55% of the homes, they actually do love each other. Kids, if you're in the car right now, your parents are part of the 55%.
Well, there's some that are, okay, some parents get divorced and they do love each other, but it's just not right.
Yeah.
But then there's other parents that stay together, but they don't love each other.
Yeah, that's not good.
They're just committed to the cause.
Right. Yeah.
There's like a 25% chance your parents love each other.
Why are you together? Tax purposes. All right. We continue with our Pettycast leftovers. This got a lot of run, including actually getting recognized by the person who he was targeting with this take.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd, not a fan of guys wearing ball caps backwards or visors backwards in prominent positions.
Yes.
Presidential type positions like quarterback and NFL head coach.
Yeah. And then Colin Cowherd does this thing where he has this ability to like take something that you agree with and then murder it. Like to the point where like, no, you're agreeing with this for all the wrong reasons.
By the end, you're agreeing with the other side. Here's Colin Cowherd on Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer, who everybody calls Shoddy.
Yeah.
Wearing a backwards visor at his press conference, which, mind you, is in front of a backdrop that has a bunch of Bank of America symbols on it. Kind of like the Texans have the Xfinity on theirs.
That's right.
So keep that in mind when you hear this take.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a 2-win team. I'm taking away 4 wins. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards. There's a reason that country clubs and private clubs, you have to wear collared shirts and jackets. There's a reason for that. Like, there's a standard. I don't want to look like a guy that's here to move my couch. Like, I want you to do better than that. That's awful. That's so bad.
Someone needs to ask D'Amico the next time he does a press conference, how do you feel representing Xfinity?
You know what? Colin Cowherd is the classic, the person in the sports media industry who still, there's got to be a part of him that's conflicted because he feels like I'm in sports. Like, he wants it to be something other than what it is.
Yeah.
He wants it to be a higher elevated status or whatever it might be. Representing the Bank of America. What the hell are you talking about, Colin Cowherd? He's a football coach. It's a blue collar job. It's one of my favorite things Tom Coughlin ever said in one of our team meetings. He's like, look, at the end of the day, this is a blue collar job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, look, we make a lot of money and it's an awesome living, but never forget it's a blue collar job.
Yes.
Now, I do not like the backwards visor. I'm not a fan of that.
I bet Tom Coughlin wouldn't like it either.
Right. And yet, it's for none of the reasons that he cited right there.
No.
Yeah, he just butchered me not like. Now I'm forced to like backwards visors.
I know why you don't like it, and I know very simply. It looks stupid.
It's got a little bit of that that suburban cocky dad look to it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And also a little bit of the guy that takes a country club a little too seriously. I don't know. There's a vibe. And that's not fair. That's not fair.
Takes country club a little too seriously. Is out at games only coaching his kid from the sidelines.
That guy's the worst.
That guy's
his kid's got all the best gear, but he's like the eighth best kid on the baseball team.
And it's one thing to do that in baseball, which is kind of like a team sport with a bunch of individuals doing things.
Yeah.
When they're out there doing it like in a true team sport where you actually like lean on your teammates and you're telling, hey, Tommy, just run up there and go kick the ball.
There's some TikTok account where it's hockey dads or it's like suburban dads or whatever, but it's all
I didn't need you telling me this.
Guys walking around almost like robots, and they've got their sleeveless fleeces on and everything.
Dude, you
like,
just ruined
hey,
the rest
bro,
of my
holding
week.
Holding their Starbucks up high, you know, with a big grin on their
you
face.
Know I was
That's
already,
what it reminds me
I
of.
I was already
yeah.
wasting time on ChatGPT last night. I was having ChatGPT describe things in the voice of Jim Rome.
Yeah. Those are pretty good.
They were funny, yeah, especially the one where he described herpes in the voice of Jim Rome.
So I didn't want to stick up for Brian Schott. I didn't want to wake up this morning sticking up for Brian Schott.
And yet.
Yeah, look, Colin, I'm sorry. You chose to be in sports.
Yeah, man.
This is not, don't make it something that it isn't. It's not a corporate job.
No.
It's not a Fortune 500 executive suite type of deal.
Can you imagine at the next Bank of America stockholders meeting, there's like five guys in suits up at the desk,
yeah,
and then Brian Schottenheimer with his backwards visor on, explaining the EBITDA
comes up, yeah, and talking about the importance of a diversified portfolio.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it
Still
is, Colin.
Still sweaty coming off the practice
right,
field.
Right, it's a blue-collar job.
Yeah.
Tom Coughlin can tell you that it's a blue-collar job.
Yep.
What makes you better than Tom Coughlin?
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yep, 100%. All right. I'm glad we did that. That was good. It felt good.
Got the petty out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right, 9 o'clock hour coming up. We shifted the clock around a little bit for those of you that are into that kind of thing. So we get a nice long
segment.
Those
of you like routine and order.
Yeah, who like listening to the show every
day. You guys can go take your successful, productive lives and shove it.
That's right.
This is a blue-collar radio show.
Seth, let's get our visors and put them on backwards.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ah.
All right, 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll talk to Mike Thoman, president of the Texans, at the bottom of the hour.
We got to spin the camera.
And we're
going to
spin the cameras around. There's actual football things going on.
You're not privy to these secrets.
You're on the YouTube and Twitch. Be ready. We're going to go on a big spin right here. CJ Stroud sat down with Evan Washburn from CBS Sports, sideline reporter for CBS. How do you view last season? I thought this was an interesting answer from CJ Stroud. We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Live from West Virginia, it's Payne and Pendergast. Stay there.